are here at the 2019 NAFQ Annual Conference, the 52nd Annual Conference, and this time we're here in the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana, and in the studio lounge we have Mr. Jim Bullard from CUNA Mutual Group. Jim, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good. How's the conference going for you so far?
This is a great facility, great location, great venue, and great turnout.
I'm
really impressed. With the turnout for the NAFQ Annual Conference.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, there's tons of people. I mean, the keynote yesterday, I mean, it was packed. So, and a really cool, the giant room with the rafters, and it's a great venue for sure. Hey, you gave a presentation, was it yesterday?
Yesterday afternoon, Thursday.
This is the first one of the morning, so it couldn't have been this morning. So, hey, it was called Human Capital. So, can you give us a quick overview on human capital? What does this mean, and then how can credit unions use it?
Yeah, we typically think about capital as a financial term, right? It's a balance sheet, a line item on a balance sheet, and the credit union equivalent of capital is net worth. And the idea is to use that, is to leverage that net worth to grow your credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we think about human resources, we've kind of reframed that as human capital. And the idea with the presentation that we gave yesterday is to leverage our human capital, our human resources, and make our organization and our individual employees better by, you know, aligning them with our culture, helping them understand what we want the credit union to be and how they can make the credit union better, and again, leveraging that human capital.
Yeah. Is this all about hiring the right talent, retaining the right talent, that type of stuff as well, or along the same lines? That's a part of it? Okay, what are some other parts of it?
We also talked about the risk right now and the legal landscape that is threatening credit unions and some of the things that they can do to try to avoid that legal risk. I mean, whenever you have human capital, then that comes, there's some inherent risk associated with that.
Sure.
We talk a lot about things that credit unions can do to try to get ahead of that risk and stay ahead of that risk.
Okay. Can you give us a couple of nuggets on what they can do to stay ahead of that risk?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things happening right now culturally, societally, politically, economically, that all impact credit unions, and it could be something as simple as credit unions may not have ever thought about a transitioning employee, a gender transitioning employee before,
and how
they might support that, and how failure to support that could be a risk, a reputational risk, and it could have a financial impact on the credit union as well.
Indeed. So what were a couple of takeaways that you wanted your audience to take back to their credit union Monday morning, so to speak?
What we really wanted to leave with credit unions is the fact that they really have a well-defined culture, and then they have a way of communicating that culture to their managers and supervisors, the people that are driving the credit union forward, and the people who are responsible for the day-to-day management of that human capital, and making sure that they're not doing anything that creates any exposure for that credit union.
Right. This seems to be a moving target, because it seems like trends and issues and all this type of stuff when it comes to employees, it seems to be moving all the time. So like in a human resources department, they have to really stay on top of what's going on out in our society and our culture to, you know, just to stay stay on the straight line, so to speak.
It absolutely is, and it's a generational thing too.
Credit
unions could right now have as many as five generations working in their credit union.
You could
have everything from the World War II generation to baby boomers to Gen X to millennial to
Gen Z.
Yes. So when you have that many people in your credit union, you have that many communication styles, that many different preferred methods of communication, everything from the baby boomer that wants to make a phone call to the older baby boomer that wants to make a phone call to the Gen X or the millennial that just wants to be text.
Right.
Everything wants to be, you know, be handled by text. So there's some challenges for the human resources and for managers in general just to be able to cross all of those barriers.
Yeah, I mean, and it seems like it's a job and a half just to understand each of their, I guess, needs, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Exactly. They have different expectations.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, and oh my gosh. Wow. So what's the significance of this today? What's the significance of this issue today? Why is it so important to credit unions?
I think the reason that it's so important to credit unions is that failure to have a defined culture and know how you're going to deal with all these different generational employees definitely puts you at risk. It affects your ability to succeed. It affects your ability to deliver what we're here to do, which is give good member service.
Right.
Having the different generations represented in your credit union also helps you reach those different generations as members and potential members.
Completely. I was thinking the same thing, because your membership are all these generations as well. So almost, it's almost doesn't even matter what SAG you're in. I mean, it's, it spans every demographic. So
absolutely.
You gotta, so your employees represent your membership, and so yeah, I think your membership would appreciate that as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool. So is there any more information? Where can we find more information? I'm sure CUNA Mutual Group has a whole bunch of information on their site. And
Our risk and compliance solutions department in at CUNA Mutual Group focuses on emerging trends like this.
Okay.
And we try to be thought leaders and be prepared to have these conversations with credit unions, so we can definitely provide one-on-one consultation for credit unions that want to know more about how they can structure their employment practices program, their employment, their human resources program.
Indeed. Well, again, I think this is a moving target, but it behooves credit unions to really stay on top of this for sure.
Better to be prepared and not need that preparation than not be prepared and need it.
Boom. Exactly. Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.